I'm Bonnie Petrie along with Mike Barajas. And of course, it's Friday. And this time every week, it's time to go to the movies. Our movie guy, Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, joins us live now to talk about the movie, well, that everybody's talking about.
We could do it, you know. Take off, live in the woods.
They'd catch us.
Well, maybe not.
We wouldn't make it 5 miles.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
Okay, we're talking about The Hunger Games. Paul Preston, kids killing kids. What'd you think?
This is a phenomenon, to be sure. It had a monstrous opening weekend. And I got to say, for a lot of times you go to see a movie that has a huge weekend and you're underwhelmed. Not the case with this one. It's a good film. Good movie. I know The Hunger Games sounds like it's a very special episode of America's Next Top Model. Not the case, turns out.
I heard something, and I just want to interrupt for a second, because I think we all know the basic premise of the story is that these kids are selected from various districts. You can go into more detail if you want to do like a reality type show that's fight to the death. And I had read, though, that the film kind of shies away from the brutality that's in the book, so it could get a PG-13 rating, which sort of waters it down. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it does get kind of watered down, but as you're watching it, I mean, you say to yourself, do you really want to see more of this? Do you really need to see more of kids killing kids in an arena-type setting, the kind of thing that I think the movie is trying to show you? This is kind of insane, you know, so you don't really need to see more than the movie shows you. It's directed by Gary Ross, who made a good film with Pleasantville and a great film with Seabiscuit. But I do wonder what it might have been like if it was directed by somebody like Darren Aronofsky, who made Black Swan. You know, it might have just been filthier and more evil for sure. It might have been bloodier. But, no, to be honest with you, you don't miss that in the long run.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, The Hunger Games, of course, a huge movie, but some people may not know that there are also some big-name actors in there, like Donald Sutherland.
And so it was decreed that each year the 12 districts of Pan Am shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival and to be prepared to fight to the death.
You know, Donald Sutherland may be getting up there in age, but he still has that very powerful voice.
Indeed. Small part in the grand scheme of things. I mean, the movie mainly focuses on the kids, but he plays the sort of president of this futuristic, all-powerful government that pits all the kids against one another. They were probably occupying Wall Street or something like that. So he's great. He underplays it, even at his age, or perhaps because of his age by now. He's learned that he doesn't need to be showy. He underplays it great. Jennifer Lawrence plays Katniss Everdeen, the lead character, and she came onto the scene with an Oscar nomination with Winter's Bone. And when you come on that strong, I'm really glad to see her just continuing to pick quality projects. I mean, she was in X-Men First Class last summer, one of the better
good
summer blockbusters
movie
in a while. Great movie, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
It's surprisingly great. And here she has strength and vulnerability. She's equal parts poise and youth. She's a total package, and I hope she continues to choose challenging material like this.
Real quick, because we are almost out of time, and I know that we rush you off every single time you're on, but I'm a crier.
I can go on, Bonnie. It's true.
I'm a crier, and I understand there are some really, really just heartbreaking moments, in particular when the character Rue dies. Am I going to be able to hold it together?
I held it together.
I'll be there to hold her hand.
Yes, Mike, it would be important for you to be there, and I wish you were there for me, to be honest with you.
Okay. I'll sit in the middle.
There you go.
They do a good job of making it very emotional and very exciting and very sci-fi. It kind of hits on all levels. It's, you know, it's one of those blockbusters you're going to be proud to say made a lot of money that you enjoyed.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much. Paul Preston at themovieguys.net, our movie guy.